Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to do a review of SMC, the program that you've seen in my last two Any Audio posts, sort of. Basically, what it is, it's a program developed by Learnout and Hospi that was... It's basically, you use it to record audio and save it, and you can also encode it with various codecs. So, I'm going to launch the program. You can find it in the utilities folder. It's like, it's called smcsetup.exe. It's only like 400 kilobytes.
LH speech and music coding evaluator v5.
Now let's look at the menu bar.
File sum open, 01 of 10.
Open opens the WAV file that you've already have. That could be that you can either play, or if it's in a supported format, you can encode it and have it played back. You could save your encoded data, but you can't really play it back with any other program, not even this one, I believe. I mean, you could play encoded data back by saving in a session, I believe, and having it loaded, which is basically what a session is, according to this help file that came with it. It is basically going to save your original unprocessed data and then apply your codecs in the settings and stuff, or something. It's going to apply your codecs to the unprocessed data, but not like save actual encoded data. Actually, I haven't messed with that, so I'm going to see what's next.
Open. Record R2 of 10.
Record lets you record audio.
Save recorded file unavailable S3 of 10.
Save the recording.
Process unavailable P5 of 10.
Process it.
Load session L7.
Load
of 10.
Session.
Save session.
Save
session.
Exit.
Select codecs C1 of 4.
Now I don't need to go in here unless you want to like get error messages about some codecs not being supported. In my case, I just have them all selected, and it just ignore the error message because I'm still able to encode it codecs that's the recording format has been set that the file is in, or if none of the codecs are supported, obviously we'll be able to play it. So I guess I'll show you the codecs it supports and what this dialog looks like.
Select preferred algorithms dialog. Okay button alt O. Cancel button alt C. Unselected algorithms list unknown.
Now none here because they're all selected.
Selected algorithms. List. Stream talk. TM 120 vocoder. 12 kbps. 8 khz. 1 of 7.
Now I have a vocoder thing.
Stream talk. TM 15 vocoder. 1.5 kbps. 8 khz. 2 of 7.
Another vocoder.
Stream talk. TM 180 audio coder. 18 kbps. 8 khz. 3 of 7. Stream talk. TM 250 f11 audio coder. 25 kbps. 11 khz. 4 of 7. Stream talk. TM 48 vocoder. 4.8 kbps. 8 khz. 5 of 7. Stream talk TM 4864 V6 dual bitrate vocoder 4.8 6.4 kbps 8 khz 6 of 7. Stream talk TM 500 F22 audio coder 50 kbps 22 khz 7 of 7. Deselect button alt D.
If we deselect it, it will go in the deselected or unselected things list.
Okay button alt.
I'll just press OK.
LH speech and music files box record settings are 3 of 4.
Let's look at record settings.
Record settings dialog sampling frequency grouping 8 khz radio button checked.
8 kilohertz.
11 khz radio
11
button 12 k 16 k 22 24 32 44 48.
Now, as you heard from those codecs in the list, we can record an 8, 11, and 22 and have them encoded. We can record on any of these sample rates.
Car-like source files. What do you mean by that? The web files and the MTV file or TTS files with different amounts of sentences recorded alert.
Oh, what was I saying? Oh, basically, you can, okay, you can record... in any of these sample rates that are in the recording options, and then save that recording. But even though you can't encode it, you can still save it and listen to it. So anyway, I'm going to apply to this because I did actually release the source files to my Circumreality stuff because I'm not really going to be working that anymore. To be honest, it's just too much time and stuff. I don't really want to deal with it, so I'll just say
I t x space t a p t a s o p r c p t f x x a p o s t a b b t a r p x a x t t a p t m t b t a r p f. It is the web files and the MTV file on desk.
Okay.
LH record now, settings, dialogue, sampling frequency, grouping, 48 kHz rate.
Step back to 22 kilohertz. So I'm going to play the high quality codecs first.
Number of channels grouping. Mono radio.
Mono. Stereo
radio. Mono radio.
Check. Mono.
Number of bits per sample grouping.
16.
Cancel button out. Number of bits per sample grouping. 6. Okay button out. LH speech and music coding evaluate.
Now, let's make a recording.
File sub menu alt F. Options sub open. Record R2 of 10. LH speech.
Hi, this is a recording. I'm gonna stop it right now.
File stop with LHSMC evaluator. Error dialog sampling frequency of 22,050 kHz is not supported by ST120. Okay button. LHSLH speech.
That's fine. I'm going to.
Audacity. C. Skype. Carla. Okay, I see source files. Yeah, that makes sense. Carlike. Third thought. Edit multi-line. LH speech and music.
Sorry about these little interruptions. Anyway. Where was I? Let's process it.
File
through
this. Exit saved load process. P5 of 10. LH speech and music.
Now we have.
Applicate button. Button. Press. Button. Press button.
Hi, this is a recording. I'm gonna stop it right now. That was the original file, I think.
Button. Press. Save recorded file as LH button.
Let's see what the encoded one sounds like.
Press button.
Hi, this is a recording. I'm gonna stop it right now.
Button. Press. Save coded file. No next.
Now, I'm going to.
LHSMC. No button. Alt N. LA, no, audacity, C, head, LH, LA,
set, file, let's see what the 11 kilohertz one sounds
option,
like.
Select code, record settings, number of chat, sample, 12, number of channels, grouping, mod number of bits per sample, grouping, sip, cancel, button, LHP, record, LA.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording.
File, stop, rip, LHSMC, file, L.
It's, wait. What if that error is... Okay. Well, what... We'll find out.
Press button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm going to stop the recording.
Button pressed. Save recorded file.
Let me see what codec supports. Because I have a feeling only one of those appeared. I wonder if it was the 22 kilohertz. Let's see what...
No net press. Save recorded file as dialog file.
LHP
file over. Save process. P5...
It's gonna
save process P5 of 10 files caps C it's LH speech applicate button press button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording. That was weird.
Button press save recorded LH button press button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording.
Button pressed. Save code in 5 LH.
Oh, it's like actually it probably using the 8 kilohertz things too.
Button pressed. Button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording. Well, that was LPC.
Button pressed. Button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording. Another 8 kilohertz encoder.
Button pressed. Button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording. The 11 kilohertz encoder.
Button, press button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording.
Button, press button.
Hi, this is another recording at 11 kilohertz. I'm gonna stop the recording.
But no next.
Those are all the encoders. So even if you record at 11 kilohertz, they can still be processed by the 8 kilohertz encoders. I'm gonna close the app.
LHS notes. LHSM notes. Let's see. Window. File submit.
By the way, you could save your encoded recordings, but you cannot play them because I believe these codecs are specifically tied to this app, and you can't really
Carl, like I tried to make a DuckTalk 4.41 synthesizer, but I didn't got so far. I have a TTS file with, I think, 50 sentences recorded, but it sounds worse alert.
Anyway, so you can't play your recorded files in other apps because the codecs are specifically tied to the evaluators. And but what you can do is you could just use Audacity or another program to record that app and record it that way. So I'll see you guys next review. Sorry about these Skype chats. Never really had that happen before. But yeah, I'll see you guys next recording. Bye.